fluffy bread, fresh tortillas, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real, but Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and seriously, great taste. Made from a new recipe using heart-healthy olive oil and resistant wheat starch that acts as a prebiotic fiber to promote gut health, Hero Bread products have more of the dietary fiber and protein you want without the net carbs and sugar you don't. There's something for every craving. Sliced bread loaves, buns, and tortillas, plus monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites with no compromise. Like the 2 gram net carb Hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb Hero cheddar biscuit. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout. That's HEROPOD at HERO.co.
Sally Fields back in the 80s and early 90s.
Facts.
Her and Helen Hunt.
Shout out.
Mad about you.
Shout out to current Sally Fields.
Hey, man. You ain't lying. We all got one.
I'm just like, I'll still get lost.
Say it, man.
Wow. Just
Sally Fields. I didn't know Nate. Hey.
I saw the trailer and I was like,
Sally Fields still. Okay.
I might sit through a Brady game.
Hey.
I might weak at the knees. I do declare.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go.
Welcome to Fourth and Ten.
Now you gotta say it now. I'm talking about David. I wanna know what he's
saying. I know. That's what I want.
Sally Fields is 76 years old.
Hey, man, look, we don't control these things.
Sally.
The heart wants what the heart wants. What it wants.
Put the game down, flip it, and reverse it.
Yeah.
Welcome to 4th and 10. Right here on Spreaker, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, wherever you're listening. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. Three comedians, 10 topics, one podcast, the unofficial podcast of Tom Brady losing on MLK Day. It was a great, just, I felt one of the best moments in playoff history, you know?
Mm.
Just felt, it felt good. It felt good that a man destroyed his entire marriage for a losing season and a wild card loss. So, my name's Nathan Owens. You can find me on Twitter at Nate Owens.
I hope to meet him one day.
I do too. I don't mind telling that to us.
Yes, you do. You do not.
His weird HD.
Hey, what my man Scotty Barnes say? You are not him. You are not him. You are not him.
David Perdue's with me.
What's up, good people? Man, I'm happy we all here, man. Shout out to Dan. Got to handle business, but most of us are here. Anyway, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Do or Die. That's at DUEORDIE or DavidPerdueComedy.com.
And back from his voyage on the high seas, Damon Sumner.
What is going on, good people? Get at me on Instagram and TikTok, DAMONJR at the number 2. David, real quick, somebody asked me online, DM me. It was like, how long has David been saying, what's up, good people? I said, I don't know. How long
I don't say good people, do I?
You just, yes.
Does he?
What?
That's what I'm saying.
No, you say good people.
I would have to check the tape. Maybe it's something I've heard so much, I've almost tuned out.
I heard it a few months ago, and it tickled my ear. I was like, man, I don't know, because clearly I don't know Nate's intro. I don't know Dan's facial structure. And I was just like, it was just interesting. And so when somebody said it to me, it reminded me of my ear being tickled. And I was like, huh. It's very funny. Maybe you've been doing it for 6 years, and I just don't pay attention.
No, because that's yours.
I was like, are we double dipping on good people?
I'm sure I've done it in the past. At least I know I can't say I've never done it. Zero. And I feel like I might do it if you're not here.
I would say that the good people fumble definitely gets picked up. If they
I didn't know. We got to review the tape. I didn't know that.
Let us know, good people here. But I'll tell you this here. What you can know is that we are still rocking strong over on Patreon. It's a new year, but ain't nothing changed.
Nothing changed.
patreon.com for the exclusive content. I mean, right now we just sent out or about to send out, correct me if I'm wrong, fellas here, shirts, merch, to patrons rocking with us over there for 2023 to show love and appreciation for y'all who've been rocking with us, man. We got exclusive chat Slack channel. We do all type of things. We got free tickets if you in town. We in your town here.
Fantasy merch, football.
Bonus episode, fantasy football. Like, we got a lot of stuff popping that you might not know
community.
About. Come
yeah.
on, baby.
Which, speaking Come of fantasy on. Football, we got to write our 5 minutes of stand-up comedy for
Very
our losers.
Excited about that.
Yeah, we
Very
didn't forget excited. About you.
Yeah,
Isaiah,
I believe
you.
I believe Isaiah said he's in Houston. We can find a room in Houston.
Oh, secret.
Oh,
room.
That's
we got you.
Yeah. We might try to come out there and see it ourselves.
I can't wait.
check us out.
Yeah.
Over on Patreon. Talk to David.
Yo, so anyway, yeah, shout out to Patreon, man. If you're not familiar, it is where you want to take this party a little more exclusive. And there, this month we're giving away for free our pre-shows, which is our show before the show. So if you're like, oh man, they talk a lot of sports on that Sports-ish podcast, guess what? We don't talk no sports on the pre-show, and we're giving it away for free. So if you're a patron, go ahead and share with people the love that you got for the pre-show. Let people know, share the link. We're going to be posting on all our socials. Make sure you share that. Real quick, our goal in the next 30 days is to get to 300 patrons. That is our goal, but we can't do it ourselves. So if you're a loyal listener, if you've been, share with a friend, let them know what it is, because we're trying to get to 300. Also, this is the one I'm most intrigued by.
This is the one right here, though.
50 by the end of January. But why are we trying to get to 50? Because we want Nate to go into the movie theaters and watch the movie. What is it called again? 80 for Brady?
80 for Brady.
Starring the love of his life, Sally Fields. Jane Fonda and a couple other people. I don't know the old ladies.
On StreamYard, Damon is still accidentally sharing his screen. So as David is giving this intro, Damon is just scrolling Sally Fields on Google.
Trying to see what's up.
Trying to see what's up.
Yes, we're trying to get to 50 by the end of January. So help us with that push. If you're an existing patron, if you're not, you're like, man, what are these guys about? Outside of this podcast, check us out on Patreon. They're free. Get to know us a little deeper. So go ahead and check us out and let us know what you think.
Yeah, there we go. Y'all ready to jump into it?
I think so.
All right, let's do it. Let's talk playoffs. Wild card weekend just happened. All the games I thought were fairly entertaining, if I remember correctly. Chargers blew a lead to Jacksonville, who came back. I mean, I feel like so people who advanced, Jaguars, Bengals, Cowboys,
Bills, who was 49ers.
The Giants. Yeah.
Bills, 49ers, Giants, yeah.
Bills, 49ers. So the matchups we got coming up, Kansas City, Jacksonville, Ooh. Cincinnati, Buffalo, so rematch
Ooh.
Of last year.
Ooh.
Philadelphia, New York, Giants.
Mm. Mm.
And then Dallas, San Francisco.
These are all great games.
Yo, they are all very good games. Locked and loaded.
Yeah, I thought I was going to do stuff this weekend. I'm not. I'm watching games.
No, football, baby. Yeah,
watching football.
First off, I love Saturday NFL games.
Wow, when there's no college football?
It's just in general? Like, just in general. Because I mean, I don't have red zone consistently, so I only get the two or three games that are on local CBS, local Fox. So it was so nice to hit every single game, not miss a game. They were spread out really well. It's just really nice. And I'm not even drinking this month. I'm sober, so I even enjoyed them with just a nice crisp glass of water. And they were, I was like, this is so nice. It was just so nice to watch football on Saturday in January.
I missed all of the weekend. I missed Saturday. I saw Sunday's games, missed Saturday. So I would say this, I was checking on my phone and I saw a graphic and it was like, Trevor Lawrence threw four picks in the first half. And I was like, tough. And I wake up the next morning and I go, wait a minute. What?
Wait a minute.
And then the morning after that, you hear the man went to Waffle House as any good Georgia High School Association quarterback would know. Everybody's like, I can't believe he went to Waffle House. Hey, man, you can take the boy out of Georgia. You can't take the Georgia out of the boy. That man got to go to Waffle House to celebrate like he used to. So
get that waffle sandwich, huh?
Also, the stat that he has never lost on a Saturday.
It's an insane stat.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. He's going to lose this Saturday.
He played college football on Saturdays.
He did.
Yes, that is when college football is played.
Yeah, yeah, that's what makes it impressive. He's definitely going to lose this Saturday, but that's what makes it impressive.
This weekend, a few things came to my mind here. One, not as hard as the homie Emmanuel Acho feels, but I still need Herbert to prove more. That acclaim and that appraise that they were giving him specifically at the beginning of this season, I was like, man, I got to see more. And so I still need to see that, because that wasn't just on the coach. That was on you. That's one. Two, you gotta go ahead and move on, Minnesota, from Kirk Cousins. I think you reached your peak with the homie Kirk. You have the best, in my opinion, receiver in the league. And I think he has plateaued. Man is a rich man.
Done good for himself.
Doing very well for himself. But I think you got to know that. And then last but not least here, them Cowboys came to play. And Thomas Brady, I think it was a great time. I'm sure we're going to talk more about him in the future of the next few weeks. But I think it was a great run, Big Dog. I think it's time for you to wrap those 46-year-old.
Why would he?
Yeah, what does he have to go home to now?
So here's the thing. That's a great point. Because Couturier said he lost his family. Let me be very clear, people. He also is a father. His children adore him. I don't know if y'all see them after the games hugging and kissing. No. But his children, specifically, and his parents thoroughly adore him.
I'm not even talking about it from a family perspective. I'm talking about on the field.
Why would he go home? He's not a top 10 quarterback. His team currently is not a very good, great team.
He's leaving that team, though.
No, that's hypothetical.
No, he's a free agent. He's not going stated.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way. If he were to play again, listen, it's not going to be in a Tampa Bay uniform.
Maybe. We also didn't necessarily see him jumping from New England of 20 years and 6 titles, going all the way down to Tampa Bay and rebuilding. So we'll see. That is a possibility. But until I see it, like his fake retirement, I'm not going to believe it. But those are the 3 things that caught my mind specifically this past great weekend of football.
I mean, the Cowboys kicker getting the yips.
Ooh.
But at the best possible time, if you are a kicker and you're going to miss 3 extra points,
Four extra points.
I've never seen anything like that.
Because your team is up big.
Yes.
Like, if he is missing those extra points and the score is 18 to 24 in favor of the Bucks, that's a much different storyline.
Mm.
That's you lose your job. There is a chance Tom Brady saved this man's job. It was the craziest thing I've seen.
So staying on that for just a second, 2 pieces about that game specifically here, because the Cowboys convincingly won. If I would have bet a small bit of money on the Cowboys winning, because the anemic offense of the Bucks, you know, majority of the season was just rough, right? So that's 1. 2, missing 4 extra points in a playoff game that you needed to win for so many reasons, but also coming off of a pretty darn good regular season, is this dichotomy of, all right, how much confidence do we keep? He gave us 17 games, has a terrible playoff game.
Awful.
Right? I'm personally, for myself, I'm going to ask y'all here. Let me ask you this question before I get my answer here. Are you keeping them, not keeping them, confident? How do you feel going into San Francisco with him as your kicker?
I mean, he was my fantasy team. He was a top, I believe, top 10 for sure.
Easy.
You know, I don't know what the situation may be, but I don't know if you can find better in a week.
I don't think so.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe you bring better in case.
In case. But
you still rock with him.
I agree. You know? People were like, you got to let him go. I was like, wait.
No.
What are you saying?
No.
off the
because think about if it was pressure that got to him, think about the pressure you're getting to somebody who was an assistant principal last week. Yes. And now it's like, hey, save the Cowboys season.
Yeah,
you know, America's team, save their season. Yeah, nah, let the man figure it out for himself.
Yeah, I think I'm benching him if he had missed that fifth one.
For benching him and not to go for two every time.
I don't know if you go for two every time. I don't know if you see if your punter can figure it out. I don't like, I think because he hit that fifth one, I think there's a part of you that's like, okay, he's back.
It's really interesting how the kicker goes in the NFL because it's so little and so much. They can win games and literally lose games in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
But it's also intriguing on how fast they can be replaced off of like, kickers have gotten fired the night of, next day of, after terrible games. Whereas a promising, and let's say hypothetically, this is a great kicker, a Justin Tucker, a Vinatieri kicker, right? Or somebody maybe who's trying to be more proven rather. But a quarterback can throw 3 interceptions, and play 8-9 weeks. Whereas it's like, yo, bring that kick in, bro. No, go to the MLS and bring two guys, and we're going to figure it out. It's really fascinating.
That's true.
I mean, he had one of the higher field goal percentages.
Right.
In the NFL. Like, it's so bizarre. And he wasn't like hitting the goalpost.
Oh no, it was
bad.
One of them he did. I was like, he's coming back.
I feel terrible for him. Hopefully he can bounce back. But I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, is San Francisco a kicker friendly stadium?
No.
I know baseball wise wind affects it a lot. I didn't know if that was the same for the football.
I'm glad you brought that up because we didn't really talk about this person. Mm-hmm. It don't matter, man. We're Purdy about to win it all.
Ooh,
hey, Purdy, I saw somebody tweet and I agree. Purdy is a young Stetson Bennett. Like, he looked good. For that defense, you don't even have to look good. You just need to be okay. He looked good.
Purdy looked good.
Which is crazy because they spent all that money on the two quarterbacks that are out for this Mr. Irrelevant. Like, this is the Brady story. This is the more Brady story.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, Mr. Irrelevant coming in. So I'm low-key a 49ers fan. I'm rooting for them. I want to see him do well.
Mm-hmm. This is just another knock on Jimmy G.
Man. They don't need you, bro.
Jimmy G was holding them boys back. You understand? Jimmy G gonna end up being in Tampa next year.
Probably he gonna fall Tom Brady.
Yeah. All right. So of the matchups this week. Oh no, before we move on, I want to talk to y'all. Did we all see Mike McDaniel vaping on the sidelines?
First of all, are we surprised he was vaping?
I'm not. You shouldn't be. I'm a little surprised.
Have you seen this man? Have you heard him talk?
I'm not surprised that he vapes. I am surprised at the hidden vape, as if you are not surrounded by cameras. I'm honestly surprised it took this long for a camera to catch it.
Because there's no way he hasn't
been doing it all year.
He's so peculiar. He looks like his favorite comic is Neil Brennan. Like, it's just a really interesting face.
He really looks like what Neil Brennan wishes he looked like.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
Neil Brennan wishes you looked like him.
You wish you had my skin tone.
Just a little bit, yeah. Yeah, I'm not surprised at all by the vape. He gave vape energy from the jump. The man was nervous, took a hit. Look, we've all wanted to do that. I'm sure at some point you get nervous, wish you had something to relieve the nerves. He just happened to have cameras at his face at work.
Are we giving him the benefit of the doubt that the vape substance was something we could all purchase at a vape shop?
In Miami, I'm pretty sure you could purchase it.
Or is this a Dan Duncan vape?
Nah, I feel like this is in Miami. I feel like it's legal in Florida. What's not legal in Florida?
Florida, it's legal for medicinal.
Look like he probably needed that medicine.
So you think he's got
a medical staff.
He took his anxiety meds.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he good. He good.
It's the smooth making the fist, bringing it up. But the problem was the big inhale.
Yeah. Like, what are you?
Is vaping still cool? I thought vaping fell out with couscous. Like, is it still hot?
It depends on what group you want to be in.
Well, not that group.
I think vaping is still a thing.
So people vape. So vaping, I don't know it. Vaping is a medium to either smoke nicotine, marijuana, or something of the other.
Yeah.
It's just another mechanism, essentially. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say anytime I see a vape, I assume it's weed.
Do you? I thought it was like nicotine. I thought it was flavored nicotine.
I do. It better be weed. That's what I assume. It better be. It better. If you out here with a nicotine vape, and fall downstairs.
Strawberry cigarettes.
Vape. You got strawberry. If you don't, what are you?
Bubblegum cigarettes. Remember the bubblegum cigarettes?
I do remember them bubblegum cigarettes. That's what a nicotine vape is. Get out of here, man.
Fake smoke, bro. Children.
Take your cancer like a man.
I was out here just smoking on my second grade steps just with a fake cigarette.
You did.
Getting ready to dry hump in a middle school cafeteria. Like the life we lived in the mid-90s.
My goodness.
Did y'all ever get the actual fake cigarettes?
No. What?
Fake cigarettes? You lit them?
You didn't light them. They basically had just like a bunch of like powder inside, and you exhaled, and it looked like
smoke. No, I wasn't that invested.
They were like paper.
If the ice cream man didn't bring it in his truck,
not gonna happen.
We ain't gonna get it.
Not at all.
I mean, somebody's parents going out their way to get that for you,
right there.
And yeah, it going out. You can get the little bubble gum one that the ice cream truck got. I'm not going out my way to get you a fake.
Wish my mom would find a fake cigarette on my person.
Oh my goodness.
Are you understanding? What?
Yeah.
The consequences for some fake nonsense.
It's insane.
Is that for children to like?
I think it's like you'd find them at like joke shops. That's where I was. That's
for
where
children.
I bought it.
You wanted to see children smoke cigarettes. Somebody was like,
we used to smoke in front of babies' faces. We used to smoke on planes.
This was different. You're right.
There was a guy in youth group that could look like he was smoking a pack of Smarties. He would crush up the Smarties into a fine powder, keep them in the wrapper, and then could inhale and exhale.
Oh, we used to do that.
Smarties.
Yeah, I know.
I could never figure it out.
We used to do that.
Smarties.
Yeah, that's.
I thought it was a waste of Smarties.
It's a waste of Smarties, 100%. But also, Smarties are a waste of candy.
That's not true. Smarties are nice.
Please defend Smarties.
Nice in the moment.
Never a moment.
I'm not pursuing Smarties, but if somebody hands me a pack of Smarties, I'm like, oh, okay, that's nice.
If somebody hands you a pack of Smarties, that is disrespectful.
I can handle little Tic Tacs of this. I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying
it's chalk. Sweet tarts. You're eating chalk.
It is not a great candy. I think it's fine.
Gave you a bad candy. You're like, oh, thoughtful. Oh, no, like, all right. Sense.
You bet I'm handing me a bag of sugar. Smarties. There's no flavor. There's no like.
What,
bro? Ain't no way that should be considered as any kind of goodness.
I'd rather you eat a piece of cake with your hand and let me lick your thumb.
That's a better idea than a Smartie.
Why would you eat
chalk? A Smartie?
I'm not saying it's good. I don't even consider it the best chalk-based candy.
But it's what?
It's just kind of when you run into them, you're like, oh, this is nice, and then you have them, you're like, that was enough. One little pack was enough for me.
No, yeah. I'm always like, what? That it's almost like a missing piece. Like, what else do you go into? This is how bad it is. They never decided to put them into like ice cream. That's how you know it's not a good candy.
No, they didn't. They didn't rise above their station.
Most other candies you put in the ice cream some kind of way and say, oh, that's good. We don't know what to do with those. Those are remnants of the 1800s when the first candy was made. In America, and they were like, we'll still like this. And our grandparents just kept passing along. Bro. It's like Depression era candy. Don't nobody want that.
Smarties is like the Waluigi of nerds. You know what I'm saying? Like it's such a terrible, colorful candy that should have fruit flavor, and it doesn't. So I'm not a nerd, but you're a Smartie. You understand how weird and lame that is right there? It's really sad. It's really sad you would take it as a compliment, Nate, that somebody gave you terrible chalk. You're like, oh, that's thoughtful of you.
I think it's you know.
That's that Robin energy, bro. When I bring in Robert.
It is Robin energy, bro. That's Robin. Yeah, get that out of here.
No. Next topic. Let's move out of the NBA, or let's move out of the NFL. Talk a little basketball. One of the greatest basketball players of all time, Maya Moore, retires at the age of 33. Has accomplished everything you can accomplish in a basketball career. Come on. Now, you've heard Maya Moore's name on our podcast a few times. Most of the time brought up by our very own David Perdue, who allegedly made her laugh at a comedy show once.
What happened? It's not legit. I saw my eyes.
David, do you have any thoughts?
This is my fault. America, look, I know it, like, this is my fault. I put this on me. I put this squarely on me. I ran to my more two times in my life. First time was 2000, had to be 11 maybe, at church. I was like, man, that girl tall and she toned. She got strong arms. Boom. And I got up close and it was my more. Mm-hmm. And I did not shoot my shot. I didn't shoot my shot. Then cut to 20, whatever, 15, 16, 17, I don't remember the year. Mm-hmm. Whenever I made her laugh at the show she came at, I could see her. I made her laugh. Did not shoot my shot. And I allowed her to fall into the arms of a man who's behind bars. That's who I lost to. This is the more who then got her pregnant and made her not want to do basketball anymore. This is on me. I failed. I had one job. And I lost to a dude that couldn't take more than 15 steps in any one direction. This is demoralizing.
Demoralizing.
It shouldn't be this way. I should have drove her back to basketball because I would have been a terrible husband. And she was like, I got to get back there and hoop. Instead, she found happiness from this guy. So I'm hurt. We lost a lot of good basketball, ladies and gentlemen, and it's on me. I apologize.
A lot of good basketball.
A lot of good basketball. Shout out to her, though, you know.
Yeah, her best life. Just to read the tweet from Sydney Colson on Twitter.
Come on.
Maya Moore took 6 years off unannounced, had five kids, opened four law firms worldwide, three local daycares. And then she goes on to say, all while working to free the one man from prison whom she would marry and write a book with, and then says she's retiring.
Bro, I only knew about the last three words you just said. I didn't even know she did all that stuff in these 6 years. That's one is crazy, and big ups to her for being a community agent of change. That's off the court. I just want to remind people on the court of a few stats why we say she's one of the best basketball players of all time. In no particular order, she was a four-time WNBA champion, finals MVP, five straight seasons, all WNBA first team, 2014 and 2017 all defensive team. Like, this woman just was a beast. When you put that on the scale, right, regardless of gender, you're talking about one of the best ever at their sport. She said retired for or left the game for 6 years. I didn't know she had any children.
Wait, five? She had five? She didn't have children? Five. She don't have five. She had
what'd he say?
I don't think she birthed five. Let me say that.
I read the tweet. I don't know.
Okay, right. We don't know the specific details.
I know she didn't birth five.
You know that.
I know this because she didn't have any kids before marriage.
Right. We know that.
So if you have five, she's only been married like a year or two. You cannot have five kids.
I got you. I'm with you.
Maybe she adopted some kids
and things of that nature.
Dope. But
this is another example of her heart of compassion.
Yeah. Also, to go back a little bit further, she only lost four college games.
Shut your mouth.
She won 150.
Shut your games, mouth.
Set all sorts of records at UConn, which is one of the greatest women's basketball programs
all time
to ever exist.
So that basketball team with her. Bro.
There's not a ton to say other than
she's only 33.
She's 33. And I think
Maya,
I think
lace them up right now. Lace them up right now.
Maya, what are you doing? I'm not trying to be in your business like that, but you ain't got one more. Like, I don't know how you turn off that competitiveness at 33. I don't know how you do that.
Five kids running around, bro. Somebody got to clean up their kids up.
You got Jordan brand money. You can get a babysitter. I can't be mad at nobody but me. I can't be mad at nobody but me. This on me, y'all.
It's a tough one, David. It's a tough one right here, bro.
Yeah, it's a big. When we needed you.
I let everybody down, man. I let everybody down.
I mean, Sue Bird played until what, 40?
42, I think.
42. So we could have gotten almost another decade of Maya Moore.
I ain't even that. Give me four more years.
She could come and help the dream right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Maya Moore. One of the best to ever do it, baby.
Absolutely. Dang. Next topic. All right. Mark Jackson said one of the weirdest things I have heard anybody say. I'm not going to say bad. I'm not going to say.
Is it Mark great. Jackson or Mark Jones?
Mark Jones. I want you to get your black people.
Mark Jones. Sorry. Mark Jones.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Kevin Herter, who is having a career year, driving. Go absolutely flying. And Jones says, quote, Herter put them on a flight like an IG model.
Jones.
That's great. And there's no acting like it's not.
Jones be bringing it. All jokes aside. He be bringing it. Him and Gus Johnson be bringing the heat.
Yeah. No, I'm a fan of that call. I'm a fan of that call. Because if you are a person under the age of 35, under the age of 40, you did that Leo meme. That ooh, like you did that. Because that's for the youth. That calls for the youth.
That was for the youth.
That was for the youth. Ain't no longtime Sacramento Kings fan caught that one.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, that's for the youth.
Nobody watched Divock.
Yeah, nobody who watched Vlade Divac in his prime. No, it with the Lakers. The Lakers Vlade Divac had any idea what that was. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of that. Bring more of that there.
I'll say this here about the concept of flying people in. I think people got it backwards. I think people got it backwards of why they fly people in. Primarily, according to my lack of research, people fly people in for short-term physical gratification, right? There may be a couple of dates and hanging out in the streets, but let's not get it twisted here, okay? I think people should be flying people in for long-term emotional, social support. I'm talking about, I'm flying in Sally Fields to come through and Ms. Doubtfire this whole house. Like, I've never cleaned my dust, my ceiling fans. I'm not flying in an IG model for 3 days just to give me a couple rubber up. Duh. I need somebody to come through for 3 weeks and get in these gutters. You know what I'm saying? I need somebody to get these baseboards.
You're flying in an 80-year-old woman to clean your gutters?
She was an example.
Okay? Damon said, remember? Forget the guts. Get into them gutters. Anybody get in guts? Can you get in these gutters?
Who ain't been in your guts? These gutters are untouched. Somebody clean my gutters.
Yo, have you seen the videos of the people that flop these girls out?
I have not.
And then the girl's like, I'm not about to do nothing with you. And then they get in an argument where the guy, there's plenty of these. We're like either in a hotel, or whatever. And he's like mad that the girl's not, you know, willing to put out or whatever.
Mm.
And let me just say this, gentlemen, if you're a person to fly a girl out,
please.
Hey, man, these girls don't owe you nothing, man. Okay. Hey, man, they don't owe you nothing.
I would have so many contract templates to have legal.
Right. Ain't nothing legal happening in the DM of Instagram. Ain't no PDF forms.
You know how embarrassed you gotta be as a human?
You know how many celebrities are getting caught every month because of these DMs?
There's no shame in them no more, so it don't even matter.
Yeah, there's no shame.
Caught used to mean something.
Yeah,
you caught now. So what? Well, does nobody care?
It's always been a bizarre thing because, like, I don't know, and like, if you're a guy with the resources to bring women to you in your mind for sex, there are places in the country that you can go to get that.
Now you want home field advantage.
I sort of get that, but also, like, if you want guaranteed sex, there's places in this country where you can legally get guaranteed sex.
It's like one place. Vegas is it.
Vegas, Nevada. It's legal in Nevada.
Really?
Yeah, there's
everything goes in Vegas.
There's a whole state.
Let me be clear. Vegas is a city. We're talking about the state of Nevada?
The state of Nevada has legalized prostitution.
Yes.
Oh, I must have missed that lesson when that happened. What?
Well, that was when Lamar Odom got caught.
Yeah, remember?
He had passed out. So much going on. I remember. I just didn't know it was legal. I just thought he was wilding.
So that to me is like, I get the maybe the luxury feel of picking somebody on the internet and summoning them. But it's like, man, if you're looking to not strike out, there are T-ball games happening in Nevada as we speak.
Well, they'll put the ball on your tongue and throw it off. You understand what I'm saying? Like, what are you? Bop, 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 bop.
I don't know what you're saying. I was like, if you want to play Madden on rookie against a plugged-in controller with nobody on the other side, you can go win that game.
We gotta find a better way to talk about women.
It's not just women.
You're right.
It's not just women.
We got to find a better way to talk about sex workers. we got to put some respect on sex work. It's the oldest profession in the world, okay? It predates medicine, apparently. If it's the oldest profession, it's been out here. I just find those videos. Those are some of my favorite internet videos to watch when there's an argument at an airport because you're like, well, you going back home then. You buy your own ticket. And she's like, oh, you broke. You broke. And you're yelling at you broke. And it's like, everybody's losing here. Everybody just go home. Everybody's losing. No one's winning here.
You're in Tulsa right now.
But men out there, stop assuming that they owe you anything. Stop assuming.
The peril of man. Assumptions. Yep.
The assumptions.
Here we go. Next topic. Staying in the NBA. There was somebody who put up a somewhat good-looking mural of Luka Doncic holding up a sign that said, please send help. Two Mavs fans paint Luka holding the sign. Mark Cuban emailed the artist of the mural and told him that he felt it was disrespectful. We've talked a lot about Luka. I think we are all fans of Luka. And I think we would all agree that's not a championship team right now. I mean, is anybody gonna
Well, I thoroughly disagree.
Yeah, I don't know if it's not.
You think that roster is winning an NBA?
Here's why I'll say that. I believe that Dirk championship roster, I did not believe, and I was proven wrong.
Start right there with that.
And I wholeheartedly believe who he was against was a no-brainer. I think that I've watched him. Like, he has more help than people realize. I think Christian Wood was a great piece. He don't play great defense, but, like, long story short, Luka's once in a generational talent. And that once in a generational talent can get you a championship.
It's a top five pet peeve of mine. The phrase of get more help when things go well is like, yo, this team well built. And then when things go bad, it's like, yo, these cats are bumps. And I'm not just talking about Luke. It happens every year with a team or two. You see the Bucks. If Middleton went down, and it was like, man, he need more help. This man has seven cats who put up 12 to 15 points a game. Luka was in the conference finals last year, and they got rid of Brunson and added Wood, and also got back a healthy Tim Hardaway. Same coach, continuity. Luka better. In my opinion, MVP talent, caliber talent. And if you look in the West, in my opinion, it's wide open. So, yes, I think thoroughly. Like, I'm looking right now, the Nuggets are first at this moment as we record. And the Timberwolves, who are ninth, are eight games back. Like, they have eight less losses. The team that is third. The Pelicans has 18 losses, and the team that is 11th has 23 losses. Like, it ain't blown apart. It is wide open. So yeah, let me just say it like that, period. With a superstar talent as Luka, with that roster, if all healthy, absolutely. Carry on.
Got a chance.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's disrespectful to say that Luka could use more help. I'm not saying, like, I personally could use more help. Yeah, everybody could. And that's why I'm saying, like, who cares? Mark Cuban took offense to that.
Luka, sure. Mark Cuban, why are you on the internet looking at stuff?
Why? You're a billionaire.
Don't worry about your team, man. I like Mark Cuban. You shouldn't have the time, bro. You shouldn't have the time to worry about a mural.
There, the NBA, the first off, the mural, please send more help here, is already funny because I appreciate people who just like do art outside. Like, that's really a time consuming. That was a free project. Like, people forget, like, people should be doing art for fun.
For fun. Like, nobody asked for that.
Nobody asked for that. It's like, hey, man, what you doing? I got about 5 hours to blow. Right, let's go paint on this wall right here. Let's go paint on this wall. And it's like, bet, let's paint on this wall. And then the rest is history. So it's quite fascinating to me. But no, I thoroughly think if everybody was healthy, I could absolutely see Luka, if everybody's able to beat any team in the West right now, and probably most teams in the East.
To the help point, I get what they're saying, because most championship teams, well, not just that these players aren't good, but like most championship teams, you got a 1-2 punch, right? Like, you got like, all right, like, I mean, the only time I've not seen that in the last, let's say, 20 years,
is you have to have like a really strong, just unit, right? You got to go wait, arguably,
the Pistons. You go wait,
the Pistons and the Mavs, right?
And the Mavs, they're the only two examples.
And arguably, because he was not prime Shaq, is D-Wade's first title. When you look at the stats of Shaq in that finals, he wasn't prime Shaq. So we'll call him 1-2 punch, but he won no 28-11 type of Shaq.
Yeah, but he was still – he was like 20-10-ish maybe.
Uh-uh. Like,
he wasn't even 20-10-ish?
He was in the teens, my guy.
18-ish?
His presence alone and his domination was gonna, you know, hold his own. But no, we're right. The Nowinski and Pistons is really where it was like, okay, we gotta come together. Like, remember the Titans and as a team.
Yeah. I get people's point there, but yeah.
Sure. That's fair. This is the point we do know though. It's topic number 6. You understand what I'm saying? And we don't need no help today, baby, because it's your grandma's favorite topic. Nate, what we hating on this week?
All right, so we talked a lot about this Atlanta Hawks team. We're not going to get to X's and O's with it because you guys have heard my complaints. If you follow me on Twitter, you know my complaints very well. My specific complaint, though, is with the Wrestler family, specifically Tony Wrestler, who owns the team, or owns the lion's share of the team, whatever that term is. Turns out that this dude, who has avoided the luxury tax at all costs, who has made the team worse to fill his pockets, who has basically what I thought was falling asleep on the wheel, turns out didn't fall asleep at the wheel just trying to make money. Turns out he's just going to treat the Hawks like it's pony rides for his spoiled kid's birthday. Turns out his child is making all the decisions in the front office right now, to the point where a man who was our GM, who had been a part of championship teams in the past, who has a rich career within the NBA, said, I'm out. Said, it's not worth it. You're listening to this 27-year-old kid who looked at video for the Magic. That is his only credit within an NBA organization. He helped the Magic watch tape. And now he is basically running the Atlanta Hawks because his dad owns it. I think every single Hawks win is a miracle. I have gone from thinking that Nate McMillan is an idiot to going, you know what? That man is just a saint for not saying a word about just the idiots that are surrounding him on a daily basis. basis. Everybody in that organization that has not come out and said that the wrestlers are just the dumbest people in the world, you are a stronger person than I am, because they are selfish. They have no desire to make this team better, no matter what they say. 2 years ago, he goes, hey, we're not afraid to go from the luxury tax. A year ago, they say, John Collins, we want you to be a Hawk for life. Those are two quotes by them. And then they avoid the luxury tax and ship off Herter, who's having an incredible career. They have no desire to re-sign Gallinari, who got hurt. But look, I'm just saying, the Hawks are missing shooters. And you shipped off two of them to keep money in your pocket. And now we find out that you're just letting your kid just play NBA 2K with real lives. And I can't. It's ridiculous. Sell the team, you pathetic, rich brat. I am sick of them. I don't even know. Like, I know his wife invented Spanx. So, like, maybe we can get to it through there. Next time Damon has me on his Buckhead show, maybe I'll just walk across to those offices and see if I can talk to her. I just – it's what they are doing to my favorite team is so frustrating to watch. It is so – because there was – look, I understand that their journey to the Eastern Conference Finals a couple years ago, very circumstantial. They went up against a probably overrated Knicks team, okay? They fought hard against the 76ers, but Embiid probably was not 100%, and Ben Simmons was definitely not 100%. And then they go up and they play – like, they, you still have to win those games, but at the same time, they probably exceeded where they should have been at that point. I understand that. But this feels like they were, like, building a tower, and then the wrestler family came in and was like, no, we don't like this tower. It just pushed it over. Or, hey, you know what? It would be more fun if our son got to play with these blocks. Like, who do you think you are? I hope that they invested in crypto. That's what I wish for them. Ooh. I hope they invested in crypto, and I hope that Tony Wrestler gets a stomach virus the next time he has his favorite meal. And I hope it ruins that meal for him. I hope it's one of those things where he wakes up at 1 a.m., and it's just he doesn't know whether to lean in front of the toilet to barf or to sit on the toilet to have diarrhea. That's the kind of stomach flu I wish for him. Oh, and no. I want him to pass it to every member of that family. I want him to contemplate, do I have to barf in the tub because the toilet is occupied? That's the kind of illness that I want him to have and pass to his family so that he rethinks what he has done with this franchise. I'm sick of it. Sell the team if you're not going to try to make them better. And I understand that's not how it works. I understand every NBA owner is trying to make money. I get that. But to just so blatantly not care about the success of the team while your bratty little rich kid's son makes all the front office decisions is a borderline criminal. So
can I just say this?
Sure. No, you can't. We're moving on.
Nah, I gotta say this. So I find it funny, not funny. I find it interesting that like a lot of people are upset with this, and I am too. I think it's a bad move, but it's essentially like this guy who probably plays 2K a lot making moves.
Oh, 100%
is. But what I'm saying is, it's the people who are the most upset are like fans like you who think they know basketball because they play 2K a lot. You're mad at your own. You're mad at your own guy.
I do not play 2K as much as it probably sounds like I do.
You're mad at your own guy. I just find that hilarious. It's just the same people mad at him are the ones who are like, you know, I'm pretty sure we could trade John Collins in like a draft pick for like LeBron James. Like yeah, those people.
All that stuff is coming out all the time. And you're just like, what Disney Channel movie plot is this family trying to make out for their idiot kid?
Yeah, but it's just, yeah, those are usually the first. Maybe it's like I'm speaking to one of my new favorite pastimes. After a Hawks game, I like to go on Twitter Spaces. I use Twitter Spaces. And there's like a Hawks chat room. And it's just like the most ridiculous human beings talking about why the game went a certain way. And you're looking at their profile picture, like none of you even played basketball. This is like, but it's so funny to hear them talk so confidently. Honestly, it's like a room full of Nates.
Hawks Twitter is an insane wasteland.
It is bad.
It is so funny and so ridiculous. Yeah. And it is, it is nice to get a bunch of like-minded people together and be like, look, we're gonna live in this little Twitter bubble.
Yeah.
Where we all know what we're doing.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's insane. It's
bad. I saw DeJounte Murray's dad was in on those things the other day. And I was like, he don't even know what he's talking about. His son on the team. Like, he was saying wild stuff about why he didn't work with Pop well. But he had his best season with Pop. What are you talking about?
We're 3 years. Sorry, go ahead.
No, and my favorite part was they go, man, so like, are you hearing this from DeJounte? Like, they were like, are you going to the games? He's like, nah, I never been to a Hawks game yet. I'm like, you ain't even been to the games. My man.
Get him out.
What are you talking about? Anyway, I just find it funny that these people are eating their own, because this guy is living out these fantasy nurse dreams.
They're gonna trade John Collins. Trey's gonna ask for a trade. Murray's gonna ask for a trade. We're gonna be the Hornets in less than 2 years.
We wish we were the Hornets. At least you got Michael Jordan to be like, at least he's at the game. We're gonna have nobody.
Michael Jordan might be just as bad as this kid at it.
I don't know about that.
All right. There's the sound. Look at that. We're gonna play the music again from here. Look at that. Everybody hears it.
We hearing it.
Everybody's most original part of the show. This is the big fast, all the topics. Finish them right now before the end segment. And the first topic is Enos Freedom, formerly known as Enos Kanter, has had a bounty put on his head by the Turkish government, who said they will pay $500,000 for Enos Freedom.
Yeah, he's not making it to Thanksgiving. I'm just going to go ahead and say that right now, bro. This is going to be a Jack Bauer situation.
Imagine going like the first few years of your 20s, you just got to, all you got to do is grab a rebound, boom, kick it out, run up the court, make $1 million. And now a whole country is like, I want them dead. hey man, something went wrong.
Something.
On a basic level, something went wrong.
Something.
And also, you can't hide, you 7 foot. Osama bin Laden tried that. That's how we found him. He was tall.
Anything under $1 million would hurt my feelings. Mm. Like 500,000, that's not as much as I would have thought for an American, like for somebody here.
In the Middle East too? Bro, you see how they all the money out there?
Oil money, baby.
Oil money.
Dog.
You're telling me that they can't rustle up another oil?
Dog, they said kill him for a Happy Meal. They said kill that man for a Happy Meal.
They said a two-bedroom or three-bedroom, two-bath in Smyrna. That's what he is getting killed for.
They gonna kill him for 2 6's IG models. Like, it is not gonna be, it ain't gonna be good, brother.
Oh man.
Oh, not good. All right. The United States men's and women's soccer team are about to be exclusively on Peacock.
Peacock turning up.
Do y'all have Peacock?
I do.
Look, Peacock has great programming. Shout out to Amber Ruffin Show. Also, Sean Patton specials on there is really good. Other than that, Bel Air is pretty good. Some good stuff on there. I ain't seen no sports yet, though.
I think I've got streaming fatigue, so it's not one that we have like pursued, because we're like, we got so many apps already.
Well, I know why, because the two of the things I named were black people led, and so I know it's not, you're not really invested.
Like Amber Ruffin, don't
you're
do
not
that.
You're not investing in.
You can't say don't do that if you ain't seen Martin, bro. So
yeah,
you don't
still ain't
do
seen
that.
Martin. You're a roller 2023. You have not
it's
seen
not
Martin.
Failed.
A week in to throw this at you every time.
You've let us down as a black community.
Yeah.
You carried your white self for 6 years.
So many
you
years.
You can't give back to our art.
We've had to hear about how great West Virginia is and country roads, this and that.
Wagon wheel.
Yeah. Can't watch two episodes of Martin.
Two episodes. Don't know who Hustle Man is.
Don't know who Hustle Man is, bro.
Come on, man. Stop.
It's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful to the people listening. I want that to be very clear.
So are you guys excited about Peacock getting... getting the sports?
No. No, I'm not.
That's how white people deal with guilt. We just be quiet. fade away for a week and a half and then try to come back. Like,
y'all remember that?
Louis K is doing Madison Square Garden. Hey, welcome. Hey, I'm streaming.
You don't remember anything that I've done that you don't like, right? Yeah, okay.
What? All right, next topic. Stan Van Gundy tweeted out comparing, basically talking about the injuries in the NBA today, all that kind of stuff, said, quote, 90s NBA teams had just a trainer and a strength coach. They practiced more often and harder and played more back-to-backs. Teams now have huge medical and, quote, performance staffs and value rest over practice. Just injuries and games missed are way up. Something's not working. How do y'all feel about Van Gundy's assessment of today's NBA?
I'll just say this real quick. I saw a stat. I don't know if it's true because sometimes the internet lies, but it said Michael Jordan in his last year played all 82 games and averaged like 36 minutes a game. So I don't hear nothing from nobody.
I'm 100% on board with this. I think we need to go back. Here's the thing. When we were eating Hamburger Helper as a society, there was no autism. So all I'm saying is... All I'm saying...
We're trying to put these on YouTube, Damon.
No! Oh, no! It was like that. There was so many tags to go there.
So many tags.
And he went with that, and I was like,
there was so many.
I gotta make a noise with my mouth.
There were so many groups you could have gone after.
Oh man.
Listen. Listen, as a person who taught special ed for 8 years. Okay, I know I left some what I'm saying. When we were eating canned corn, okay, things were chill. That's why Jordan was out here. You know, Ocho Cinco, he'd be like, yo, I
Ocho
ate McDonald's.
Every-
he was like, yo, I ate McDonald's every day, never get hurt.
Something to it. Maybe there's something to it.
Maybe there's something to it. I don't.
You say it with your chest, Nate. You know it's not. But
there's no connection between canned corn and autism. I'll say that. I feel not confident in much on this podcast, but I do feel pretty confident pushing back on canned corn prevents autism.
Said it with his chest.
Final topic. The Warriors visited the White House today, and Draymond Green said he thinks that Steph could run for president someday. Would you guys like to see a world with President Steph Curry in the White House?
Do presidents even matter anymore? Like, we gotta stop acting like they matter.
We still have to keep talking about them. Like, they keep getting brought up.
They don't matter. We proved that the last four. They do not matter. They're not fun. So you can have better ones and worse ones, but ultimately, you know, I don't think we have that much invested in the leaders of our countries anymore. No. You know, so he could win. But I say he could win. His vice president would be The Rock. Like, we're just going to name famous people.
That's literally what I was about to say. That is going to be the ticket in 2049 or whatever it is. Because, you know, a couple light-skinned folks, big and tall, small and slim. Mm-hmm. And they're just going to be out there. Nobody's worried about the presidency here. It's not like, you know, we're the UK and we get caught up about old people and jewels. Like, there's nobody's concerned about these people. Like, mind your business and staff. That's how I feel. I feel like Thomas Paine back in the 1700s. Like, leave me alone.
Let's
have some
man.
Common sense and be chill.
Yeah. Yeah. Please don't run, Steph Curry. Please don't run.
I want Damon to rewrite all of the revolutionary material just like that.
I would want to see that as well.
I would 100% read. We talked about in the pre-show about me reading not historical stuff.
Yes.
Give me that. Give me Damon Sumner on the Revolutionary War.
Yeah. Like, they do drunk history, but Damon don't have to be drunk. Just Damon's understanding
just
of history.
Damon. Yeah. Damon.
I'm all in. MTV. If you need some original content.
Damon Sumner on autism and Thomas Paine.
Put that on Peacock now, baby. I'm ready to sign.
Man, you're never going to be on
another thing. Look in the Sloppy Joes.
Man,
that's it. That's all of our topics. Thank y'all so much.
Squirt Pizza ain't never hurt nobody.
If God loves you, the snake won't bite you. Now hold it. My name is Nathan Owens. You can find me on Twitter at Nathan Owens Comedy, Instagram, TikTok, Nathan Owens Comedy, or NathanOwensComedy.com.
Yo, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Do or Die. That's at DUEORDIE. If you're in the Atlanta area, I will be at the Wiley Hotel this Thursday. Was it 8 o'clock? Sounds like a good time to start a show. Thursday, 8 o'clock, 7:30. All right, don't be late. Don't be late. So get there at 7, matter of fact. 7 o'clock, Wiley Hotel. I'm performing at Wiley Hotel. Yeah, so pull up on me on that one.
There it is. Get at me on Instagram, TikTok, Damon Jr. 2, D-A-M-O-N-J-R at the number 2. I'll just say this, February 3rd through 5th, you got a few weeks left. It's probably going to sell out a lot of shows. The West End Comedy Festival, if you're in the ATL, baby, that's going to be a good time. That's going to be fun. Shows all weekend long. Dope comics from around the country. I'm going to be one of them here. Yeah. So check them out over there. But
all within walking distance.
Yeah.
It's all within 3 or 4 buildings that are right there in one of my favorite parts of town. So
great food over there. Great.
Yeah.
Bar. Yeah. Pull up.
So many good drinks. So ruined a many a next day in this area. So, hashtag Origin Sin. See y'all next
time. Peace. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. He's pounding down. Trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound to watch old Bandit run. Old Smokey's got them ears on. He's hot on your trail. And he ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him. You gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound to die. Trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound to watch old Bandit run.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.